All right, we had a spirited practice today. Came out in the pads on what would be a Friday for us during the season, and really went through a review of our red zone, our short yardage, our goal line. Hit a bunch of different areas, and the guys worked hard this week. It's an important week. The fact that we're treating it like a game situation, like we would during the season, in game, regular season game, in a lot of ways in our preparation. So, not that we'll put an extensive amount of game planning into this, but it's been good. It's been real good for our players. And, of course, we've got a lot of guys fighting for positions. So we're trying to still learn a little bit about our guys who are going to be role players for us, but also trying to determine a little bit about our starters, because we still have some positions where people are fighting for starting jobs, and we're trying to make sure that we've got the right 11 on the field on offense and defense as well as on special teams. In regards to injuries, Bridger Boucher, he will not play in this ball game as a knee inflammation. We're not going to play John Carlson, Chris Cook, Latroy Guyon, Kamar Jordan, Jeff Schwartz. Those guys won't play. We'll make a determination about Robert Bland, Larry Dean, and Solomon, and DeMarcus Love as well, whether or not we want to play them in this game. So a couple more things we want to look at with those guys to determine if we want to play them or not. Everybody else should be up to go. We're going to the only guy that could potentially play that we will hold out is probably Mr. Peterson. Probably be the guy. So
Latroy aggravated the knee yesterday?
Right? Yesterday, just flared up again. So we feel like we need to give him a little bit more time and before we put him back out there again. So he'll get this weekend and a few days next week as well.
Did he have an MRI on it?
Yeah, no structural damage, nothing there.
You got a starter for Cook, who's going to be in there for him?
Yeah, we're probably going to see how Chris Carr works in there early, and then get Josh in there as well and rotate those guys and, give them a chance and get Bowman in there. But probably may end up starting with Carr. And we're still talking about that. That could change when we meet after we're done here.
Roberts would be the third guy in the nickel then?
Yes. If we go nickel, he would definitely be on the field in nickel.
So Latroy's been hurt for kind of a hard training camp, but before the injury, how did you feel like he was coming along with that spot?
I thought he was doing a good job. We were encouraged by his work and the way he had come back with his attitude. He had his weight in a great position, which he has maintained. Attitude was terrific, so we were pleased. It was just unfortunate that he's missing all these reps. We really need him to get those reps at that position. It's somewhat of a new position for him. So it's tough, but that's the way it is right now.
He's still got like 2.5 weeks to the opener. Is there any question that he'd be ready for that?
No. As long as we give him this time, he should be fine for the opener.
Classified as a concussion, or are there just some symptoms? Or
you mean with Chris?
With Chris, yeah.
Yeah, it was a concussion in his case. And today he cleared just about everything that needs to be done. They've got one more test they have to do this afternoon, and they feel like he'll be cleared by the end of the day. Yeah.
With Latroy, besides staying healthy, what's maybe the number one thing in your mind he needs to do to hold on that spot and be successful?
Well, we need a guy who can demand a double team at that position. We lack that a little bit. That's what helps our defense to be more successful, especially against the run. If we can get a guy who they have to double team, it just frees up our linebackers to make some plays. So he needs to show that he can do that, and when he's single blocked, that he can make those plays and make people have to double team him. So if they can block him with a center or a guard, we got problems, and we think he has the ability to demand that double team, and we'll see once we get him back on the field.
No.
That's something he wanted to do. He's just done it in the past, but no, we're not looking at him being our punt returner or kickoff return guy. No. But it's always, the more you can do, nothing doesn't hurt anything. So,
how do you size up the punt return situation right now to kind of try to work through that?
Well, right now, Marcus would probably be our opening day guy if we were at that point, but we still got guys fight for that position. We're going to work Josh back there. We're going to give Stephen Burton a chance as well. So Brian Walters will get a chance. So we're still evaluating it, but Marcus is still ahead of the rest of the guys right now.
How has Josh and maybe even Jerry's right to an extent, how have they done?
Jerry's has improved dramatically from when we had him back in the early spring after he was drafted as a punt returner. And his hands have gotten better, his concentration has gotten a little bit better, and we've gotten him out there in some ball games in these two games we've had, but haven't had as much production. But we're going to give him some more opportunities in this ball game. We'll get him out there and give him a chance. But we're pleased with his progress.
Thanks, Coach.
Is there a common trait among you small school guys when you get into the NFL and you're trying to break into the NFL that you see back when you played and your experience and also what you've coached?
If there is a common trait, it's probably, you know, you have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder. You want to show people that you can play with the big school guys, and that motivates some players to try to compete. But it's a great opportunity to play in a National Football League, and you get guys from small schools who haven't been on national TV. Who was it? Bobby Felder mentioned to me at our scrimmage, came up to me and go, "Coach, I never had this many people at one of my games in college." You know, I'm going like, wow, that puts it in perspective. You know, this is a scrimmage up in Mankato. So for those guys, it's a motivator to show guys from the Big Ten or the SEC that, you know what, I could have played in your league, and I'm going to make it in the NFL.
What's Marvin Mitchell showing you, and is he kind of set as an identity as an insider or outside guy?
You know, we played him mostly as an outside backer through camp, and we know he has the potential to maybe move inside, but he's done a good job not only on defense but in special teams as well. He's an athletic guy. He's an extremely hard worker. Has a real desire to be good, and he's showing some things with his athletic ability and his ability to be able to blitz as well, which is something we needed at that outside linebacker position.
Kyra's talked about the adjustment of coming to a new team. Is he starting to react instead of thinking out there? Is he seems to picking it up pretty well?
It seems that way. He's a very bright guy. I mean, he's a guy who has his law degree, if I'm correct, and he's a very bright guy when it comes to understanding football and the concepts, and his experience helps him a lot. Some of the things we do are a little bit different than where he's been, but he's adapted very well, and it's good to pick his brain on some things as well. He's a sharp football player.
Les, how much more diverse or unpredictable do you think this defense can be now that you have just a few more pieces, and it seems like everybody's pretty healthy for the most part?
Right. If we can get the right pieces in place, we think we'll have a chance to give people different looks and try to be creative with some of the things that we do. The key is keeping those guys on the field that we think can help us. And we've got more depth now than I can ever remember, which bodes well. I mean, it should give us a chance to do some things to help our defense be better.
What examples might you have without giving away too much, but just generally, what can you do, maybe what's different?
Well, there's some things we can do personnel-wise. If you have the number of defensive backs we're thinking about keeping, versus what we've, where we've been in the past, now you can match up a little bit better when people go three and four and five wide receivers. It eliminates the potential of you having to stay in zone coverage all the time like we've had to do over the last year. So, that'll help us, that you can't just go into the game saying, well, they only got this many defensive backs, they have to play this particular coverage. And then the flexibility we have with some of our linebackers who have the ability to cover as well and can blitz off the edge. If we can, keep these guys healthy, we'll have a chance to be a little bit more creative and the way we want to approach opposing offenses.
Was that a conclusion you guys came to in the offseason that we'd like to play more man generally?
Well, not only this offseason, it's been a desire. Probably 2009 was the last time we could really, play some man on a continuous basis. It just hasn't worked out injury-wise where we could have enough guys up that could get it done. So,
does having better safeties impact that too? Because the way you guys were rolling the safeties down in that last game, it seemed as though that was an emphasis.
It does. I mean, if you know that you got a liability, especially today when you ask safeties to have to cover tight ends, if you know you got a liability there, then it's going to get exposed when you play man, so you're less likely to play man coverage because you're going to have problems. So it depends. How do you want to die? Slow death or quick death? So.
How much weight do you put onto the performance in this preseason game when you're deciding who stays, who goes? How important is game three since so many regulars play so deep?
It's very important. We talked about it as a staff this morning. We're going to go in and talk about it this afternoon, Jim. For the guys that are on the bubble for the 75 as well as the 53, when they get their turn in the game on Friday night, it's going to be so, so important that they show that they deserve to be a part of the next week's team. So we put a lot of weight into what happens when those guys get in the game in the second half on Friday night. It'll mean a great deal as we're trying to make a determination what 15 are going to remain or not remain.
What happened to Larry Dean?
Larry had a shoulder sprain, and he's practiced pretty good this week, but we still want to, I got to talk to him when we go back in just to see where he is. We, with the pads on today, we could have him go through a little contact so he could kind of gauge how he feels. So I want to talk with him when we go back in.
That's something that's been lingering for a while, though?
No, it came up after the game. It bothered him a little bit in the game. Yeah. last game, Buffalo game.
Without that depth and the safety play, the improved safety play, what was it like preparing for the NFC North teams last year? Was it, I mean, obviously, it was tough. But I mean, you're just sitting down alone.
Don't make me go back, Mark. those are bad memories, man. When you know going into the game that you're limited and you know other people look at the tape and know that you're limited. We played a team. I won't mention the team. And one of the guys that coaches the secondary for the other team called me after the game and said, man, you know, going to the game, we knew if we put this package on the field, you couldn't match up. We knew if we did this, you couldn't match up. And I don't know what you're going to do, but you guys are going to have to address your secondary. But you're in the season, so you're limited with your options. So it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing, especially if you've coached defense before. It's not a lot of fun, but I think we've addressed some of those issues this offseason, and now if we can keep our guys healthy, it should help us to answer some questions when we play, you know, opposing offenses.
Last one for Coach.
Are you rolling with Mistrail next to Harrison, or will you give Jamarca one more shot here?
We're going to give Jamarca another shot just to see how he does. He's had a great camp, and he's bust his tail to compete and fight for a job, so we want to give him another shot. But we're going to still keep Harrison in there, and Jamarca may end up, you know, starting it off on Friday night. But we're going to talk about that when we go back in. All right. So, all right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.